Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean Richards Entertainment News is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. We'll check in with Dean in just a few minutes here. He is on special assignment this morning, but very shortly we'll get his picks for the weekend and more. Boy, I'm really enjoying Ted Lasso. I'm almost done with the second season. Are you watching that, Andy?
I don't have Apple Plus. I have to get it. I keep saying that that's a show I need to watch.
It's unique. The writing is remarkable. It's very different. And, I mean, we watch sometimes with the closed captioning on, and that show, some of the tidbits out of Jason Sudeikis' mouth. I mean, you really have to kind of look at the printed page. I mean, it's fabulous stuff. Anyway, more on what to watch this weekend coming up. This is an interesting story about a John Lennon interview that's going to be auctioned off in Denmark. Half a century ago, four Danish teenagers interviewed John for their school paper, a cassette tape with a 33-minute audio recording of the chat, which also includes an apparently unpublished song by John, will be auctioned in Denmark later this month. The 16-year-olds were not starstruck when they did the interview in northern Denmark back in 1970, and John and Yoko were there at the time spreading their message of peace. And the tape consists of John and Yoko speaking about being in Denmark and world peace. And they also, at some point, started singing a song that was for a radio station, I guess, in Denmark. Everything was recorded on an old-fashioned tape recorder. And they say when you listen to this tape, you realize John and Yoko were talking straight from their hearts. It wasn't like a staged press conference. The four boys behind the interview eventually found out they were sitting on a treasure, so the cassette was put in a bank vault, and now it's going to be auctioned off. Now, they're listing $30,000 or $40,000 is what it'll probably go for. I think it may even go for more. The items include the tape, also 23 still photos, and a copy of the school paper. At some point, someone asked John Lennon if he would play the guitar for the kids. So he played and sang Give Peace a Chance with Yoko, and then sang Radio Peace, which was made for a radio station in the Netherlands but was never aired. So that's part of the tape, too. Pretty cool, huh? Also coming up, the Emmys Sunday night. They will be on, and let's see, what time are they on? I guess the 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central Time for that. And what else are we going to talk about here? Oh, you know what? Should we play the Bob Saget clip now? This is remarkable. Bob Saget apparently was very close with Norm Macdonald and posted on the internet this.
2 weeks ago, he texted me, "How are you? What are you doing? Are you doing stand up?" And I answered him with, you know, much too many words. And then I didn't hear back. And then last week, I got a text, and it just said, "I love you." And I didn't say much back. I just said, "I love you, Norm." And that was my last communication with him. One of the gifts of my life is that he loved me. And that I loved him. Hell, I'm always going to love him. I mean, there's not another guy like this guy.
Wow. An emotional Bob Saget posted that yesterday, after the death of fellow comic Norm Macdonald. 17 minutes after 8 o'clock right now. The entertainment news is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Dean Richards out on the lake this morning. So this is a ship-to-shore conversation. Morning, Dean.
Yes, it is. You landlubber, you. We're out here on the we're on the Odyssey right now, but later on we're going to also go into Sea Dog. These two ships today are treating healthcare workers in the Chicago area. Today we've got a group from the Roseland Community Hospital on the southeast side of Chicago, and they're enjoying a really nice brunch right now, and there's entertainment here on the Odyssey. Mm. And then later on we're going to go on the Sea Dog and go out in the lake.
Beautiful day.
Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful out here today. I can't believe how nice it is.
All right, let's get to what you like for weekend entertainment. I was looking at your list. What intrigues me is Boris Karloff, the man behind the monster. What's that all about?
I knew you were going to be attracted to that one more than anything else. It's a documentary about the life and career of the original Frankenstein from the 1931 Universal movie of the same name. But Boris Karloff's childhood, growing up, his acting career was so much more than just Frankenstein and horror movies. This movie completely explores that. It's only playing in select theaters, so it might be a little bit hard to find, but if you can track it down, it's called Boris Karloff, Man Behind the Mask, and I am highly recommending that one. We also have a new Clint Eastwood movie that's opening today that's called Cry Macho. He plays a one-time rodeo star who is called on by his former boss to go to Mexico to find and retrieve his estranged son, who is a teenager, bring him back to Texas. So, you know, Clint Eastwood hops in the pickup truck and heads down to, you know, south of the border, finds the young man and brings him back. And the journey back is filled with all kinds of things. I won't spoil and tell you what goes on. But, you know, these Clint Eastwood movies, he not only stars in this, he also directs it. He's 91 years old. And his movies are just so simple and elegant.
Mm-hmm.
They're just really nice stories. I mean, there were times in this movie where I felt like he was a little frail for some of the things. You know, he's getting into fights on the street, and, you know, things like that. And I thought, you know, he's a little bit, you know, frail you know, for something like that. But I don't care. You know, Clint Eastwood movies are, I love them. I love him. And I'm recommending this movie. It's about redemption. It's about redemption for this one-time rodeo star whose life was a mess, and redemption for this young boy that he brings back. So that one is both in theaters and also on HBO Max. There's also this Eyes of Tammy Faye about Jim and Tammy Faye Baker and how, you know, they started off with very humble beginnings, turned into one of the biggest religious broadcasting networks in the world, a theme park, and how it all fell apart because of a scandal and misappropriation of funds. Jessica Chastain and Andrew Garfield are so good in the roles of Tammy Faye and Jim Baker. I have no question that they're both going to be nominated for Oscars. They could have played them like cartoonish figures, but they really really kind of go in depth on these two characters, and we see very interesting side of those. So I gave that a Dean's List B. That one is only in theaters.
And the morning show is back, so that's some good television, right?
Apple TV Plus, season two, beginning today with Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston, Steve Carell, Billy Crudup. Joining the cast this year is Juliana Margulies, and also Hasan Minhaj, who you know from The Daily Show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those should be available now on Apple TV Plus, so you'll be able to watch that for this weekend. And also, are you familiar with this Twitter page, Chicago Party Ant?
Oh, yeah, it's on Netflix now, right?
It is debuting on Netflix today. It's created by a bunch of Chicagoans and comedians who studied at Second City, So they really have got their, you know, Chicago stuff down for this, the idiosyncrasies of Chicago people, centered around this one wild party aunt, Diane Dombrowski is her name. So it makes a transition now to being an animated feature available on Netflix.
All right, Dean, we'll let you go now. I know you want to get up on the front of the boat and do a Leonardo DiCaprio like he did in Titanic.
I was doing that during the whole segment. What are you talking about?
Very impressive.
Yeah, I always get on there. I annoy people and get right up there and tell people that I'm king of Navy Pier.
Have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday. Yeah.